From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. For the past 2 weeks, the federal government has focused almost exclusively on the events of September 11th. But today, House and Senate negotiators began work on an education reform package. It's one of several domestic bills the White House still hopes can be enacted this year, if only to show that not everything has changed. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
President Bush is a man with a mission these days, a mission that he says will define his administration.
This war on terrorism is my primary focus. Of course I'm concerned about people being laid off. Of course I'm concerned about pieces of legislation that may be stalled. But we are talking about a campaign against people who hate freedom.
Even so, the president is pressing ahead on other seemingly unrelated issues. The White House hopes proposals such as education reform will ride through Congress on a wave of bipartisanship, and that other bills become part of the effort to show that terrorism hasn't put a stop to all normal activity. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer.
The president's domestic agenda has not changed, despite the fact that the nation is increasingly shifting to a war footing to deal with an international crisis that has hit home. It still is terribly important, in the president's opinion, to have public schools that serve our children, to have a patient bill of rights so patients can continue to get the protections they need in their dealings with HMOs. It's now more important than ever to get energy legislation passed to help protect and promote American energy independence.
He says the president also wants Congress to pass his faith-based initiative and to give him full authority to negotiate trade deals. In fact, the administration has launched an aggressive campaign in recent days to link trade negotiating power to the fight against terrorism. Robert Zoellick is the U.S. trade representative.
The president is a committed free trader. He's emphasized this in a number of speeches over time. And indeed, I had a meeting at the White House on Friday where we emphasized how we want to try to move forward trade promotion authority.
Zoellick says it would be a mistake of historic magnitude if Congress doesn't approve the trade measure now. He says free trade is especially important as the U.S. tries to lead what he describes as the fight for openness against the forces of intolerance. But some Democrats want to include protections for labor and the environment in the trade bill, and it's not clear the legislation can be enacted without controversy. And that's the key, says Marshall Whitman, a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, a Washington think tank.
The president has a twofold challenge. On the one hand, he wants to maintain the unprecedented bipartisan unity on Capitol Hill. But at the same time, he wants to show some movement on his domestic agenda. So what he has to do is to move domestic items that will not jeopardize the bipartisan unity.
Whitman says that means no matter what the administration says, controversial issues such as a patient's bill of rights, some components of the faith-based plan, and proposals to allow drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge will likely be delayed until next year. The main goal right now is to show the country and the world that the U.S. government can work as one.
The truth is that everything in Washington that's being deliberated will have some tie-in to the war against terrorism, even if it seems unrelated.
Some items on the administration agenda have clearly moved to the back burner. Right before the attacks, a proposal to allow illegal Mexican immigrants to attain legal status was an administration priority. Cecilia Munoz of the National Council of La Raza was working with the administration on the issue. She says everyone involved, especially in the Justice and State Departments, is now preoccupied with the terrorist attacks.
But it's not clear that that's a permanent condition. I mean, ultimately, we would expect that what was in the national interest before September 11th will continue to be in the national interest, and that when the time is ripe, it will make sense then to return to those questions.
Her bigger concern now is that the terrorist attacks will lead to legislation that might make matters worse for immigrants as national security moves to the top of the agenda. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.